You guys have been pretty solid in your belief that Jose Quintana would turn things around, and now he's had, I think, one earned run in his last three starts. What gave you guys that belief, and what has he been doing well lately?
Yeah, I mean, he's done it for a long time in his career. 100 wins today. Proud of him. Congrats. Shout out to him. And just understanding that it's a long season, and guys are going to go through stretches where it's going to be hard for them. They're going to struggle, and they're going to have to find a way. And he's done it before. And he went through it at some point early in the year, went through it again not too long ago. And, you know, he goes out there again and had that type of performance. So, you know, that goes to show you that their ability to make adjustments, you know, stay consistent and just believing in themselves. So, yeah, he was huge for us. I thought, you know, the way he used all of his pitches and the two double plays that, you know, those guys turned there, that was unbelievable. I mean, that was watching Iglesias going to his left, diving for it, and then Lindor having that ability to turn it. And then Lindor, that bullet on the sixth hole. And, you know, we turned a 6-4-3 double play with ease. I thought that was, you know, after that, Quintana basically just took over, so.
How difficult is that catch that Lindor made to start the double play?
Yeah, not an easy one, and he made it look really easy. Special player that goes out there and does it both out of the field, the game, you know, offensively, defensively, elite. So, yeah.
Manny?
The bullpen has gone from maybe one of the weakest parts of the team to a strength. Maybe the biggest strength of the team since the All-Star break. What have they been doing differently since then?
Throwing strikes, staying on the tack, getting ahead, and just trusting their stuff. You know, using their strength, pitching to their strength, staying on the attack, not panicking. They know their role, and they know that the mindset is you're gonna get the ball. We're gonna give you, you know. We're going to put you in a situation where we feel you have a really good chance to have success. Just trust it. Whether it's down 10, up 10, up 1, down 1, 6, 7, 8, your job is to go out there and attack. So they've been doing that, and, yeah, they're doing a hell of a job.
In the middle.
Yep. You mentioned down stretches. How hard has Harrison Bader been working to get out of that little slump he's in, and what did it mean for him to get that big moment in the sixth?
Yeah, really hard. You know, he never stopped working, and he was feeling it. You know, it wasn't easy. You know, he was hard for him, and it's good to see him, you know, going the other way against a lefty and driving it. Not only just going the other way, but hitting it with authority. Got us going there, huge hit for us, and then, you know, there it feels like he's a different guy every day, you know, and that's what good teams do. And we're doing that right now. So every day, you know, the 28 guys that we got in there, they know they have an opportunity to impact the game in a positive way. And they're doing that. And, you know, it's good to see Bader now with putting good at-bats together.
Laura?
You've always said that Francisco Lindor is a special player. But what's it been like seeing him build this MVP case in the last month or so and kind of seeing people around baseball take notice a little bit more?
Yeah, it's unreal. You know, I think just watching his preparation and the way he goes about it and just the attention to details and how much he wants to continue to improve day in and day out. He's not satisfied. You know, there's never enough for him. Like, how can I get better? How can I continue to help the team find ways to win game? How do I can continue to push guys to get better? So just watching him up close, day in and day out, not only on the field but off the field, it's pretty impressive.
Jerry?
You talked about Jose winning 100 games. How impressive is that these days where it's harder to win than ever for starting pitchers? Bullpens are more used than ever. How impressive is it for someone to get to 100 wins?
Yeah, pretty impressive in the way he's doing it. You know, he pitched. You know, he's not an overpower nowadays where, you know, guys are coming out and throwing as hard as they can, spinning as hard as they can. This guy's pitching, you know. He's got to locate. He's got to mix pitches. He's got to change speed, like old school type, if you want to call it. And he continued to do it. He knows the situation. He pitches with the scoreboard. He knows when he needs to get a ground ball, when to don't get beat, you know, knowing if there's a base open and a better matchup on deck. Like, he's the awareness of the situation, you know, that nowadays you don't see as much. So you got to give him credit for that.